This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I gotta stop doing that. I take a deep breath and I think, okay, what can I come out with that'll get everybody focused on a new hour, a new conversation? It's Monday, all that good stuff. And I find myself sort of relaxing back or reverting back to that howdy or howdy duty or how. So, hello. I can just say welcome to another hour of the DJB Show. It's Monday, the 16th of October. I can do all of those things. Today is Department Store Day, which was established to celebrate the history of department stores, which I think are going to be history.
Yeah, right.
If things keep going the way they are. What's your favorite department store, Jennifer? All-time favorite place to shop for things. The department store, the name department store, is obviously reference to the fact there are so many different departments, so many different things you can buy, clothing, things for the home.
It's the one that I go to most.
Macy's.
Yeah.
And what things do you find are most attractive? Why do you go there as opposed to going anywhere else?
Well, really, in my neighborhood, it's the only one that's nearby. There's a Nordstrom, but Nordstrom to me is just way too expensive. So even though it's nice and fancy and schmancy,
where is it? Where's the Macy's near you?
Burbank.
I don't think where it is. Oh, it's in Burbank. That's it. I keep thinking that you're, you know, on an island there somewhere.
Right. Burbank is our local Macy's. But, yeah, I mean, yeah. So to me it's more accessible. Actually, I have some furniture in my house even now from Macy's. So I use it for clothing, shoes, gifts, beauty. I mean, I just think it's a good one-stop shop for me.
How about you, Victoria? Favorite department store?
Well, I don't shop there a lot, but my favorite department store is probably Saks Fifth Avenue in New York where I live. But I don't really go to department stores, so I don't know. I mean, I think at Christmas time and the holiday time, that's when department stores seem to have their biggest appeal.
Did you meet Santa Claus as a baby or a young girl at Macy's or at some department store?
You know, it probably was at Macy's, but yes, I definitely did. And then the Easter Bunny and, you know, all that stuff that parents do.
Jennifer, where did you meet Santa Claus?
I remember he scared the bejesus out of me in preschool. He actually came to me, for a special trip, and I did not take too kindly to Santa for a long time.
So you didn't sit on his lap in the department store?
Oh, heck no. No. In fact, there was a place actually in Lake Arrowhead or near Big Bear, I think, called Santa's Village. And my parents thought it would be cute to take me there, and I panicked because they were doing construction on the roof, and I thought that Santa was coming to get me.
So you thought it was like Krampus or whatever they have in Germany?
Oh, I don't even know. All I know is I was afraid of that guy.
All right, so Carol, where did you meet Santa Claus?
I don't think we actually went into the department store. We just had a mall that had a different department store in every corner of it, and then they had Santa Claus in the middle, so...
Oh, in the middle of the mall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mall Santa.
Yeah.
Isn't it sad that so many people today, and that's one of the things I was underscoring by asking you the question, so many people's first real experience with Santa Claus was at the department store.
Mall Santa.
Yeah. The Mall Santa.
But where are you supposed to meet him?
He comes down the chimney in your house.
Oh,
what are you talking to? Good God, lady.
Okay.
You're not supposed to meet him there, then.
Right.
Well, you're supposed to...
You're supposed to be a good little kid in bed, otherwise you get coal.
Right.
Not speaking from experience. Or anything.
No experience there. Okay, so there's a report that is circulating that will be good for those of you, I say you because I have no interest in doing this, but those of you who are listening, those of you who are participating, who are thinking at some point in time, it'll be great to retire, to get out of the grind, to stop doing what I've done and do something different. So if you're dreaming of retiring to some sunny, warm spot, maybe Florida, Arizona, California, the reception you'll get isn't as good as if you decide to retire in other states. Last week's U.S. News and World Report suggests that the best state in America in which to retire is Colorado. Second best state in which to retire is Maine. I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for either one of them in terms of wanting to retire there. I mean, it's a great state.
Nice. But cold. Maine seems cold and wintry.
Even in the summer, you can't go in the water. In August, the ocean's 50 degrees. It's terrible.
The coast of Maine is very, very
it's beautiful.
Like most of their coast.
Yeah.
Actually, had scheduled a trip and didn't take it, but the idea of going up to Bar Harbor, going up up to Castine, up along the coast.
Yeah, weren't you supposed to go this weekend?
I was.
Oh.
The situation,
well, that's weird.
However, yeah, well, this is what it is. So, Maine is neat. I'm looking at the rest of the list. Hawaii is third. Iowa, fourth. South Dakota is five. Wow.
That seems odd, right?
It does, unless you're in my line of...
Hawaii's amazing, but I don't know that I'd want to be living there full-time.
Yeah.
Because you're so far away from everything else.
It really is, yeah. It's a beautiful place, though. My God,
is,
what
yeah.
a great place to go. So, the reason...
I can't speak to South Dakota. I've never been, so I don't know.
South Dakota, all of those places along... the Big Sky Country, the Dakotas, Montana, Idaho, fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
But it's too cold. I don't want to be. That's just me. But I'm not going to retire anyway, so it doesn't make any difference to me. But I just think that under the circumstances, the people who do want a different place, it's interesting as to why. And you know what's contributing to this? People in the mobility. How many people, when they're 65, 70, whenever they retire, go buy a mobile home, and they buy a pickup truck with a home trailer on the back of it, and they just go travel and see the country. And there's a lot of that, and they get to something, wow, I like it here, let's stay for a while. And that's what happens in Colorado. Quality nursing homes, number of adults 65 and older, in good health is the reason that Colorado comes out on the top of the list. Many cold weather states offer an attractive lifestyle, I'm reading from the report now, by means of being home to vast national parks and other outdoor activities. Maine has some fabulous Arcadia Park. Wow, that's a great, great take. Those are some of the factors. The rankings were based on 12 metrics: life expectancy at age 65 in these places, health of seniors in these states, primary care coverage, cost of care, and so Florida, which you would have thought would be number one, or yeah, I guess I would.
Or Arizona,
Florida,
I would think
yeah.
of, right?
Arizona's there's not much there. Arizona's just big dry.
But in terms of warm weather, retirement places.
Yeah, right. I think it's a weak second to Florida in terms of what there is, because the ocean is certainly a big draw. Florida was only 10th on the list. Arizona was 23rd, now that you mention it.
Hmm.
And the dead last state, take a guess. Which state was the least appealing in terms of people want to retire there? Anybody want? It's pretty easy, actually.
Mm.
Guess. Oh, come on, Kara.
Alabama.
No. Another state that begins with an A, though.
Arkansas.
Alaska.
No, Alaska. Yeah.
Really?
I
feel like I would rather be in Alaska than...
Really? Well, we have a lot of listeners in Alaska.
There.
We're on three stations up there.
And it's beautiful, and they pay you to live
fabulous.
There.
Oh, it's fabulous. Yeah, it's a great
they
place to go.
They pay you to live there? Yeah.
Yeah.
I
women
know.
Especially. Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, yes.
How does that work? You just sign up and
well,
say, I'm going to move to Alaska?
There's a couple of different ways, but the state, everybody who lives in the state gets like tens of thousands. I think the last time I remember it was like, is it as high as 40,000? What is it?
It can be a lot. It's not 40 at this point, I don't think. I think it's probably maybe closer to 1,000. But I don't know. We'd have to check. Maybe because we do have Alaska listeners, they can tell us. But what you do is we do income taxes and then we do state taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when people in Alaska do state taxes, they get money paid to them by the state.
Right. They don't have to pay taxes.
Oh, wow.
The state pays them.
All
that's
right,
really
well,
what Jennifer
I'll see you guys later.
Okay, bye. In a moment, we'll be back without Kara to do the television report. Stand by for that.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Auntie Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years. From the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Television time. Earlier we were talking, and it's worth a repeat, about the interview that was on 60 Minutes last night, focusing on the drug business, not the drug cartels, but the legal drug business, and how much more difficult and dangerous those people are and the situation is than even with the drug cartels. It is a very, go to CBS, .com, what do they call it? I guess it's just, you can go to CBS.com and watch the video from their report last night. You'll have chills when you watch it and listen to it. It's very damning and information that you all ought to have, frankly. All right, let's see what else. Oh, this fellow, Austin Rogers, who was the smartest bartender in the world, apparently, lost finally on Jeopardy, but he got $411,000 in cash for his 12-game winning streak. I thought that, what was the other fellow that was on there, what was it, 4 or 5 years
Ken
ago?
Jennings.
Who did, what was his name?
Ken Jennings.
Yeah. How much did he win? Do you remember, Jen?
A lot. He did better than the bartender, I think.
Yeah, I think he
got like
too.
$2.5 million.
Yeah, yeah, he got a lot of money. Yeah, he did. His personality made him quickly become a viral sensation. James Corden dedicated a segment of playing Austin's greatest moments on Jeopardy.
Which was hilarious.
Literally, he's got a good sense of humor, that kid. Alex Trebek came under fire from Austin's fans when he called him Austin Rivers repeatedly. You know what? What is the matter with people? God.
Well, I mean, it's kind of bizarre. I mean, Austin Rivers is a basketball player.
Wouldn't you
so.
Be upset if you were on TV and he said your name wrong
you
over
know what?
And over
it
again?
Is. Here, Alex.
Doug Stevens here again.
When the first time I ever went on with Bill O'Reilly, that's it. He called me Doug Stevens.
And yeah, and you were mad about it, right?
I wasn't happy.
You still remember it.
I do.
I think you just counterpointed your own case there, Counselor.
Okay, then thank you. All right, so Jennifer, what do we have tonight on TV that'll be exciting?
Oh, well, if you want excitement, well, then you have to watch The Voice tonight because the battle rounds are starting. That's when the coaches get help from other industry professionals to help them with their team. Blake Shelton is going to team up with Rascal Flatts. Adam Levine will get Joe Jonas. Jennifer Hudson will get Kelly Rowland. And Miley Cyrus gets her dad, Billy Ray.
Well, really?
That's The Voice. I love Billy Ray Cyrus, but, I mean, when you're putting him next to Rascal Flatts and Joe Jonas, okay. Big Bang Theory. Also new on CBS at 8, and then a show that I think I'm going to watch. I just, I've been avoiding it for a long time, but Martha and Snoop's Potluck Dinner Party.
That's so good. You'll love it.
And it celebrates Snoop Dogg's birthday tonight. The guests include Jamie Foxx, Patti LaBelle, and Charlie Wilson. A show that I'm really into that if you haven't watched, check it out because it's got a full season pickup already from ABC, which means it won't just disappear in about 2 weeks. It's called The Good Doctor. It's a very, very good, sweet, smart show. That's ABC at 10 p.m. Yeah. And Monday Night Football, the Colts take on the Titans on ESPN at 5:15.
21 after the hour, DJ V time.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Discovered Pink. I knew who she was before, but there's something about her presence that I find commanding. And
that's a good way to describe her. Yeah.
Yeah. She's buff in a lot of different ways. That's how I view her. And this is a new song from new album, Beautiful Trauma, Where We Go. So on Mondays, just to sort of acquaint you if you're not familiar with what we do, every hour during this portion of the hour, we focus on some musical news, something that will hopefully be compelling for you. And listening to new music is, I think, always compelling for folks. And this song sort of puts a shine on her, for me anyway. Crank it up for a second, will you, Karen? This is pretty conventional pop, but I like it.
Yeah.
Frankly. So Pink gets our first attention here in the top, the top three songs introduced in this past 7 days. From Pink, we go to Jesse James Decker from her sophomore album, Southern Girl City Lights. It's called Hold a Candle.
It's funny to me because going through this, I mean, this sounds very similar to Pink. Like they're, I don't know. I feel like they're not that far apart. So it's funny to me that you like one and not the other.
Yeah. What do we think?
I like it fine. I've liked a few of her previous hits, but she's really only had a couple songs. I mean, she hasn't ever, I don't know about the country charts, but I don't think she's ever really made it big anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, she's more of a reality TV star now, because, and she's a cookbook author, and she's got all kinds of stuff going on.
Is her husband a hockey player or a football player?
Football player, yeah. So they have their new reality season just started again on E!, so she's kind of an all-around celeb at this point. But it's funny because this to me sounds like Christina Aguilera singing country.
Sounds awful.
Oh my God.
It just sounds like nothing. It's nothing. Pink's got something. This one doesn't, for me.
It's because, you know what it is? It's because you know something about Pink now. You kind of do this a lot where you don't know anything about someone, and then you learn something about their personality, and then you start liking their music after that. So if
how
knew,
about that? What a coincidence.
If you knew something about her and you liked her personality, then you would also like the song.
Maybe.
You'd probably think she's hot.
Okay,
we could give her that.
She is hot.
Give her that. Yeah. All right, number one of the three songs. This is from Beck's 13th studio album called Colors. The tune's called Up All Night. New Music Monday. When they break it down, then it's real. This song you know. Hands up, you're working it down the patch. All right, I like Pink Fest. When you call the dominoes, fall it down the cold. Now I feel it's a vibe away. You see the colors and all the kids going home. Night is crawling up to the day. All right, so I just Googled Jesse James Decker. She's attractive.
You always talk right over the hook. I don't know how you were ever a music DJ.
Because I actually wasn't.
You talk right over the hook in the post every time.
No, I don't. Not every time.
I can set my watch to it.
No, you can't. No,
yes, I can.
Nope, not at all.
Kara, every Monday.
Yeah. You got me with one. That's the Pink. You asked me to look up Jesse James Decker and see what she was all about. And so I'll be superficial and say, oh, she's attractive. And as far as Beck is concerned, I never cared for any of the music that came from Beck. So we got one for three. Not bad. 28 after the hour.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, after driving 1,200 miles in the Cadillac CT6 with Super Cruise, their autonomous highway feature, here's what I know. It takes about 2 hours to get used to the fact that the car does all the driving for you. It's a little disconcerting having a steering wheel turn for you when you're sitting in the driver's seat with your hands off the wheel. A great idea if you do lots of freeway driving. But the cheapest you can get one in the new car is $72,000 for the Cadillac CT6. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After the hour on the Monday get together, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keeling, Kara Schill, and Victoria and Kara pick up the water. Jennifer goes off to her other responsibility. How's that for a good word? Yes.
Yes.
Responsibilities.
She has a lot of them.
We have lots of responsibilities here, and that is to give you news and information that is worthwhile. In a moment, the food news report. First, however, a refresher on the career of Colin Kaepernick, who has filed a collusion grievance against the National Football League, or more specifically, against the owners of the teams. He says, quote, if the NFL is to remain a meritocracy, then principled and peaceful protests, which the owners themselves made great theater imitating a couple of weeks ago, should not be punished, and athletes should not be denied employment based on partisan political provocation by the executive branch of our government. Lawyer. That sounds like lawyer talk, doesn't it? In the meantime, this guy won't be able to get a job, even though some people think Tom Brady says, oh, yeah, he should have a job.
I'll tell you what he's not wrong about, though, the owners participating and stuff, just kind of making a mockery out of it. Who was the owner?
Jerry Jones.
Who did the exact same thing, and then a week later was like, oh, they shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
I mean, he was such a grandstander, kneeling on the field in the middle of all his players. I mean, it was such BS.
Yep. All right, speaking of BS, the Weinstein scandal continuing to get heavier and deeper. It seems the Washington Post didn't have anything better to do than investigate. So there are several stories that were published over the weekend going back to the 1980s. Courtney Love, my God, this is a blast from the past, warned about it. She said back in 2005, there are a number of actresses who have come forward with their accounts of the harassment. Woody Allen, what a bonehead he is! Like,
I mean, the list just keeps—it's too big to even keep track of now.
Yeah, I
can't even imagine. There's a British actress who, over the weekend, called police and reported that he had raped her. Mm. And that had happened three times back in like the late '80s when
she
was
starring. So what's she calling the police for now?
I guess there's no statute of limitations. I think in New York there isn't either. It depends on where you are. Yeah. But, yeah, so she's been all over the UK press now telling her story. It's the same story, unfortunately. All these women, it's the same story.
Well, there's a hashtag MeToo that has been started. Women are posting this sort of thing if they've been sexually harassed or assaulted by anybody.
Yep.
So there's some show up of there's some Trump stuff on there. Whatever else is cooking.
Well, he's had a few, you know, I mean, it's just a fact. You can look it up. It's not a political statement. He's had a few settlements.
Well, there are a lot of the people on Capitol Hill who, you know, these congressmen and their staffers, man, they're up to their mickeys in this stuff. I've now started using that phrase. It was an old phrase my father used to use. I don't know why I started using it again. Up to their mickeys, up to their eyeballs, up to their ears, up to their hoo-hoo, wherever, however. So here, let's hope for something better with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who will not go back to the television show Suits. Meant to do that in the TV report.
Oh, is she officially done now?
Yep.
Oh,
she's done.
So that's maybe that's the engagement rumors.
Uh-huh. There you go. The wedding planning site Bridebook believes the pair could be tying the knot in the very near future. There are a number of wedding and couple surveys that they cite, and when things get moving down the track, as they seem to be for these two, it's time to party.
Everybody loves a wedding.
Yep. So how many people get usually, at Christmas time, get asked to marry? Is that a big time, Valentine's Day, Christmas time, right?
Too many.
Too many. Yeah, a lot of people at Christmas time, for sure.
Get lost. Really?
Yeah.
I just think it's a lame time to propose to somebody. I don't like big ceremonies or like big events like that. And so when your focus is like on being with the family and doing other stuff, I feel like you shouldn't propose because then it takes away from everything else.
Anybody ever ask you to marry them yet, Kara?
Oh, you know, a few, but you know, I've got my sights set on other stuff.
She was hoping for Prince Harry. Now it's Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
Yeah, just going through the line of Harrys.
I remember when you told us, Victoria, how you were asked. I remember that it was sort of sweet. It wasn't complicated, right? Lewis didn't fall all over himself.
How did he ask her, Doug?
Yeah, I'm very curious. I would love to hear this story.
I'm trying to remember what you told us, but it didn't make me feel like it was earth shaking. It was like, okay, yeah, let's get married. Weren't you on the beach or your parents' house or something? What do I remember?
Well, okay. All right, so you are remembering a bit of this. Yeah. We did sort of make. It was more of like a discussion, which at the time, and I'll be perfectly honest, well, it wasn't quite that, but we sort of just set a date and, you know, and that was kind of it. And then we told our families and everything. So it was exciting in that sense, but I did give him a lot of guff, as you would say, for the not getting down on one knee thing. And the night before we got married, he actually planned a really sweet proposal, and he drove me to my childhood home and I had no idea why we were going there. And so he got out of the car in front of the house and got down on one knee. And he had made a little ring out of a dollar bill. So
really?
Like okay, an origami ring. Yeah. And so it had the little one. And so it was very cute. And so that was the night before we actually got married, which made me feel a lot better about having a real proposal.
It was the night before marriage and all through the house.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember. I was sort of remembering, now that we're going through all of this, I'm thinking about when I asked Tony. I didn't really ever ask her. It was we were on a ladder painting a barn on.
Oh, no. At least Lewis and I were walking on the boardwalk on the beach. I mean, at least there's a nice setting.
I'd known her for 3 weeks. I think it was 3 weeks. And I said to her something about getting married. And we never talked about it again other than to set a date. And she always said that she didn't know. I didn't ever ask her, so she never had a chance to say no. Which I always sort of got a kick out of. And then,
so how much longer after that did you get married? Were you engaged? Married for
3 months after that.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's quick.
Uh-huh. And it proved, especially at that age, to be... I never would refer to it as a mistake. Everything we do in life is a lesson.
You have two amazing children, too.
Two fabulous children.
Yeah.
And Tony and I became great friends. We were horrible as a married couple.
How long did you last as a married couple?
7 years, 7.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was really over within 7 weeks after we started. Mm. On Valentine's Day, she told me she hated me and she could hardly wait to get away from me.
Oh,
romance.
Yeah. But those were, I was 23 then, and I'd like to think I know a little bit more now. I asked somebody else to marry me, which didn't work, in 1986. And then
Did she say no?
Yeah, she came into my house wearing an engagement ring from somebody else.
Wow.
That was the
Your life is like a telenovela.
Oh. Seriously.
So, anyway. It wasn't ever my strong suit, to be sure.
Apparently. Farming and broadcasting seems to work for you, so stay in your lane.
I'm in fine shape. Okay, I would like to do some food news. I have a rather kind of complicated story that I want to lay on you about the what's going on in Montana, where we have 3 or 4 stations. But this is something that applies to all of us and our supply of meat. And what's going on in our country. First, though, I need to spend a moment or two talking to you about the nitric oxide component in Super Beets. Or is that important to you? Do you care how it works, or do you just care that it works? Super Beets works. You know that. We've been telling you stories of Victoria using it, Kara using it, I use it, people in my life use it, and we know the feelings, we know the gumption, we know that there is something that happens to us when we have a glass full of Super Beets. It's pretty easy to feel the difference in just a few minutes. This is energy personified that doesn't come from caffeine, doesn't come from anything artificial. It's just beets. Mother Nature's surprise is that, and again, I mentioned nitric oxide only because it's the tool that Mother Nature uses to open up the arteries in our bodies and get the blood to flow smoothly, get your blood pressure to be where it's supposed to be, get blood to your muscles, to your brain, to everywhere in your body. You need life. You need the red blood cells for life and energy and for food. That's how you feed your body. And you need the white blood cells to clean out the garbage. Because that's what it does. So if you want to feel great, especially if the years are going by for you, I drink Super Beets because I want to feel the energy, the charge. I don't want to slow down during the day. I want to be at it. So let's help you promote your own natural ability to produce healthier circulation by sending you to DougLikesBeets.com. Only Super Beets comes from beets grown to exacting standards, non-GMO beets, concentrated into superfood crystals that you take out of the canister, put in a smoothie or a glass, drink it, and your body will feel it, and you'll feel it. God, what a great sensation. It really is a great feeling. Go to DougLikesBeets.com. First order of Super Beets, you'll get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free with the order, plus an indicator strip that you'll be able to see how the Super Beets works for you, and free shipping as well. All this as you need it. You know, right now, Mondays kind of slow you down. I need a pick-me-up, you're thinking to yourself. Well, help yourself. Get Super Beats, guaranteed or your money back, at DougLikesBeats.com.
Using a Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money. And it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. But there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about money doesn't always have to be awkward. If you follow some simple tips, having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friendsagain.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I promised this information, but I have to do it in an edited form because there is an amazing reality. This is a Montana meat plant that I'm focused on. The federal government, through the Food and Drug Administration, has admitted to harassing the people that own this plant, but they've not taken any action. This is a small family business called Riley Meats, and if you Google R-I-L-E-Y, Riley Meats, you will see the story of this fellow, father and mother and children, the siblings, the children helping the shop, this sort of thing. They have had, it's a third generation business, started in 1948. And they've had a great, now I'm not a meat eater. This isn't about eating meat. This is about what the government does to, in the name of the big meat processors. They're going around the country, and the farm, the folks that run one of these groups for the family farmers, the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, has put the story out and together, and so it'll spread. How quickly it spreads and how widely it spreads is a different story. I certainly will talk about it on my American Family Farmer broadcast this week. You can go, by the way, to the new website, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, and listen to our podcasts of interesting, important things going on in the world of where you get your food, basically. That's what this is about. And for people who want to get meat in this area of Montana, you're going to have a hard time doing it, even though they haven't tried to shut this outfit down. They just go in, the inspectors go in, and they harass the family. And they come up with things that aren't even close to what inspectors are supposed to be doing. There are orders and regulations and that sort of thing, and they've not charged them with anything, but they keep coming into the place of business every week and harassing this family. And this is the kind of stuff you hear me calling attention to these sorts of things, but you don't believe that they're really going on, and they are. And this will affect the quality of the food. This kind of thing affects the quality of the food that you have in the future. So you want to check it out. You can go to the Riley address that I told you to, or to the Food to Consumer website. 10 minutes for the hour.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do?
It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Knock on our door.
Knock on our door.
We're waiting for you.
We're waiting for you.
The kisses are hers and hers and his. Please comfort me too.
All right, so even though Victoria says I always step on the line, I didn't do it there. I waited, Victoria, because I didn't want to be accused of stepping on lines, et cetera, et cetera. So this is the theme from Three's Company. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here to give us the weekend box office total, some movie news. So do we get from this going to be a movie made from Three's Company?
No, actually, Suzanne Summers' birthday is today. Believe it or not, Doug's 71 years old.
Yeah.
Remember watching that show? That was a groundbreaking show. Very simplistic in its concept, but very funny, very risque for the late 1970s. And what was interesting about her is that she's one of the first, certainly female actresses, who held out for a lot more money because she thought her worth was much higher, which it was because her ratings were high. But they refused to give her the money, and they hired an actress named Jenny Lee Harrison to sort of replace her on that show. But every move they made, whether they replaced Norman Fell with Don Knotts, all seemed to work. And that show had a really good run, anchored by the late, very funny John Ritter. I like that show a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So Three's Company. Now, can we get back to movies?
We can.
Was Suzanne Summers ever in a movie? I don't know. Now that you bring up her name, was she ever?
I believe she had a part in American Graffiti back in the day.
But no other parts, nothing that.
Not really. I mean, her forte mostly TV. She did that sitcom with Patrick Duffy also that on Friday nights on ABC, which had a pretty good run. And then she did a lot of those infomercials, made a lot of money doing that.
Yes, she still, I think, is doing the Thigh Master and that sort of thing, right? Isn't that still on?
You're asking me that question? Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, come on, Chester. Come on. Will you please give me a break? Play that sweet choir boy business with us. Come on. A lot of people are, like, looking at her thighs.
Full disclosure, yes, she does the Thigh Master commercials.
Yes, she does.
Isn't that from, like, the 80s, though? I'm sure she's done more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
She became very popular when she did all the hormone replacement therapy stuff.
Actually, she has quite a spiritual nature to her, in fact, Victoria. And you probably
was a really interesting interview when she did, like, Larry King and stuff like that. Interesting to listen to.
Yeah.
Not everybody bought into what she was saying, but interesting.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to buy into anything.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Good. Nice going.
Actually, I bought 2 Thigh Masters, just for the record.
One for each thigh. Okay. All right. In a moment, we get the results of the box office over the weekend. Stand by for that. Chuck Curry is here on the DJB show.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples. It's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
All right, so Chuck Curry, where did we find those of us? I didn't actually go to the movies this weekend. What did you get out of looking at the total?
Two weeks before Halloween, a horror movie, well, PG-13 horror comedy, Happy Death Day. How do you like that for a title?
Lovely.
Number one, $26.5 million. This is another one of those movies released by a production company, Doug, called Blumhouse Productions. They shot this for like $4.8 million, spent the rest on advertising. Score one after the other. They produced the movie Get Out earlier this year, which did $150 million at the box office for a $10 million budget, Animal Creation. Everything they touch turns to strong box office, so good for them. Number two, Blade Runner 2029. 50% drop off, $15 million over the week. To play second, Foreigner with Jackie Chan, 12.8. Movie's done $100 million worldwide. Jackie Chan is still a major draw, especially in China. It plays fourth, $6 million. $315 million here in the United States alone, a huge hit. And Mountains Between Us round out the top five, 5.6, $20 million in 2 weeks of release. Only the Brave, a firefighter movie, comes out this Friday. Great reviews. I'm curious to see how it does at the box office, though. Josh Brolin, Miles Teller, and Jennifer Connelly star in that stuff film.
What do you hear about the Battle of the Sexes? I was supposed to see it and didn't this weekend, but it seemed intriguing.
We booked it at a local theater. Everybody walking out seems to really like it a lot.
Yeah.
They also love Victoria and Abdul with Judi Dench.
It
performed very well at our local theater this weekend.
We see all that. That was a very good flick. Yep. Good. All right, Chucker. Great job. Thank you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.